52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Lakers star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News. A first-of-its-kind treatment for postpartum depression is being considered by the Food and Drug Administration.
An estimated 1 in 7 new mothers struggle with postpartum depression. Now, a promising new treatment option. The FDA is reviewing data for drug zuranolone. According to a recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, 53% of women who took the pill went into remission for clinical depression after 45 days. If approved, zuranolone would be the first pill-based treatment for postpartum depression. No word on when the FDA could issue a decision. Morgan Norwood, ABC News, New York.
Britain's government asking for public comment on a possible digital currency. A digital pound would use blockchain technology like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but be controlled by the Treasury and the Bank of England. Several nations, including Canada, India, and China, have pilot programs for digital currencies. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's a really simple application, but then at the bottom it's going to say, it's required, so you have to put something.
Oh, cool.
You do have to put something, so why not put As Goes Wisconsin?
Even though Brian Kelly, who's coming up next on Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers, did mention yesterday that his life was potentially in harm's way.
I know, and I love Brian, and I'll miss Brian, but...
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the lunch hour, noon hour of our show. Thank you for joining us. Later this hour, we are going to talk about how the Inflation Reduction Act affects you and walk through some of the things that you can take advantage of, including potentially getting an electric vehicle.
Ooh.
That a lot of those prices are coming down right now, too. So we're going to talk about that. And then to kick it off, though, we have a very special guest that I'm very excited to have here, but as a little bit of a primer, you know, last month was Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and we had some guests on to talk about that and the prevalence of it in Wisconsin, being that in all 72 counties, we have had cases of human trafficking. And on September 21st, 2021, I made a video trying to raise awareness around the Safe Harbor Bill that was up for, I think, a public hearing, and it was a bipartisan bill. It was the third time it's come to the legislature in trying to, this breaks my brain to say. So in Wisconsin, as a minor, you cannot consent to sex, but if there's money involved, you can be prosecuted for prostitution. Riddle me that. And so, here to talk about exactly this bill, because it is coming up and it is a bipartisan bill and effort once again to revive this bill, is Representative Jody Emerson, who represents the 91st District up in Eau Claire and was also an adjunct professor at UW Eau Claire on human trafficking. And so she knows a thing or two about this. Welcome to the show. I can't believe this is the first time we're finally having you on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kristen. Good to see you.
So let's start at the beginning as far as, kind of in different words or with more detail, what I just said as far as what Wisconsin law says right now on this issue.
Yeah, I think, you know, how you described this kind of sums up Wisconsin politics, really. Like, it makes sense to do it. This is something we actually agree on. So therefore, it's going to take us like a decade to actually get it done because it's good for the state of Wisconsin. So the process of where we're at with Safe Harbor, I think it was either in 2015 or 2017, that session, we actually passed a law. And this was before I was actually in the legislature, that made trafficking of a child abuse. So then you think like, well, obviously the next session, we're going to clean this up and make it, you know, illegal for a child to be prosecuted for the child abuse that is happening to them. And now we're, like you said, on the fourth time of making this happen. So 8 years later, we're still fighting the battle. The good thing is, every single time we put this bill out, we get more co-authors, we get more co-sponsors, we get a bigger group of people who are fighting for this. In the last couple of sessions, we've had more than 50% of each chamber willing to fight for this, but somehow it still doesn't end up getting through. So that's where we end up with the Wisconsin politics piece. But
and so with that, because like I said, when I explain this, it feels like it breaks my brain as for who, like how you could not be, how you can see that these two things. And so for the people who do object, because you, I mean, it, even what you just said, as far as the fact that there has been over 50% of each chamber in the different times that this bill has come up have been like, yes, I am on board. And yet somehow it's still not, it still hasn't changed. And so what are some of the concerns or the objections to the people who won't vote for it or who are don't it hasn't clicked for them, and are any of those legitimate concerns?
I think partially it started out where when I think it was the 2015 or 2017 session, we had a big omnibus bill that went through, and I was part of the advocating to get that to happen. And we took kind of a deferred judgment piece for juveniles. And, you know, that was the tack that we took then, because that's what could happen. I think some people who were in charge of that bill viewed this as usurping their bill instead of being a half a step to where we need to go. So that was a problem. There was, you know, ego gets in the way a lot of times in the Capitol. Surprise, surprise.
No.
And so
it's not surprising, but it's extraordinarily disappointing.
Oh, there's been lots of martinis drank and four-letter words said about this whole process, but... And I have to say, actually, this is the bill that got me into politics. I said, no way in heck was I ever going to be running for office or anything like that. And after battling this for a couple of sessions, I was like, well, if I can't change it from the outside, let's try and change it from the inside. So I don't know, maybe if we get this passed, maybe I'll look at the next chapter in my life. So there's a little bonus for you, Republicans. Pass the bill. I might move on. I don't know.
That is a carrot if I ever heard one.
Right. But I think it was a piece of, you know, some people were saying that, well, this intersect or this usurps my bill. My bill did this and this does something different. And I looked at my bill as being, you know, the halfway in between what we really need to do for children who are charged and are, you know, victims of sex trafficking. And then the other piece of it is that some people are under the mistaken thought that this legalizes prostitution.
Yeah.
And it absolutely does not. So.
And that was because Corey Hass over at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had written an article talking about how this is coming up again. And one of the things that I forgot who, I don't know if she attributed to a specific person, but one of the concerns being that the idea that for a victim who's a minor, who's in a situation where they are being trafficked for sex, and in the situation right now, if the police were to get involved, they could be prosecuted. But in that situation, there's potential that they get inside the system and can actually get help. And like, it's better. The argument for whoever was making this argument is that at least in this situation, they have access to help versus the situation when they're just kind of like on their own again. And it, my reaction to that is like, but isn't there a different kind of help that we can do than a criminal record?
Yes. And I mean, I called BS on that because, you know, that was maybe okay 8 years ago when we were dealing with this to begin with. And, you know, especially in some counties to say, well, gosh, we don't have any services for these people. So they're safer behind bars than with their trafficker. We could get into a long talk about how that's not right. But even if we give them that argument back then, we've had 8 years then to establish services, to establish things, to establish systems to help people. And I can't think of any other crime where somebody is a victim, where we say, you know what, let's just toss them in jail because we're really just too lazy and don't have the political willpower to set up the systems to help somebody. I mean, if we think of like domestic violence, we would never say, oh, this person who is being abused by their partner is safer in jail than actually doing the work to get the abuser in jail. It just doesn't happen.
And aren't we out of line with, like, there's 30 other states that basically there's a federal, at the federal level, we're out of line with what the law says, and that there's 30 other states that have updated their laws, including our neighbor, Minnesota, to be in line with not prosecuting minors and
children.
Because
it's children.
I saw at the end, it's the average age is like 12 to 14. We're talking, it's not 17 year olds, which again is still a minor and is still a young person who is not. Can be easily exploited, but 12 to 14 year olds,
right?
That's so young.
It's mind blowing when you really dive deep into this issue. It's crazy to think of how we put ourselves into mental gymnastics to okay this as a society instead of fighting to really get at the root cause of this. You know, making sure that we've got good mentoring systems, good education systems, healthy people around, mentally healthy people around, making sure that we've got things for kids to do, teaching them about, you know, how to use the internet and social media safely instead of just going, oh, here's your phone, go ahead. I don't understand it. So, you know, we're all taught about stranger danger as a child, but you don't think about the stranger danger on your phone. And so that's what I did a lot before I was in office, is did a lot of advocacy work, working with kids, working in the juvenile detention center, things like that, to teach kids safe usage of internet and how to keep themselves safe, and thought processes, and teaching adults how to teach their kids critical thinking skills about internet safety too. So, yeah, and when we look at Minnesota too, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Kristen, because Minnesota, when they implemented their safe harbor, which is a no wrong door model, so any intersection of the system that you come to where you're a victim of this, they saw their prosecutions of traffickers raise immensely. I don't remember the figures off the top of my head.
Lisa, because that's what I referenced in the video that I made. It was quadrupled. I don't know exactly what to watch.
Yeah,
but
it's amazing to think, well, of course, if you're treating a victim like a victim and not like something that you want to lock up, they're going to help you. And that's what we need to get these people behind bars. That's where we really make progress when it comes to criminal justice, not putting these little Band-Aids on things. So,
all right, well, we are going to keep Representative Jody Emerson through the break and continue to talk about the safe harbor bill, what political will needs to be there for us to get this passed. I know Jane has a question, and also just a little bit more on your background of how, I mean, as you said, this is what got you into politics. And so stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 23 overnight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies expected. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 31.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are talking to Representative Joni Emerson of the 91st District about maybe, possibly, hopefully, finally passing the Safe Harbor Bill in Wisconsin, which would make it clear that minors cannot legally consent to sex. And so any minors who are being trafficked can't get charged with prostitution, and which keeps a lot of people in situations from coming to authorities because their abusers can threaten them that they are going to get in trouble. And so, Joni Emerson, we're so happy to have you. And as we just found out, this is the reason you got into politics. And so, which, again, I would love to ask all of the different representatives, like, what, if you got that pass, is there anything that you would quit for? Because, well, my work is here is done.
Oh, no. See, here's the problem is that in the meantime, I found like 1,000 other problems that the state of Wisconsin has. So while this was maybe top of the list of things that needed to change, I found a whole bunch more. So I don't know. I'll tease them with the carrot that if they pass this bill, I might get out of politics, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. The list of stuff to do long in the state of Wisconsin. So,
Jody, the reluctance of some to pass this measure, as much as it pains me to say it, leads me to believe that some of them believe that 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds wake up one day and go, I want to have sex with strangers and make that my living.
You know, I don't want to try and get into the head of somebody who might even think that, because that seems like a scary place to me, how we can justify that. But I think it comes to the difference of how we look at criminal justice. You know, is it that we need to, and this is why I consider myself a criminal justice reform champion, I want to reform the system. I want to make it so that we have a society that arrests fewer people for various things, not that we are building more prisons, making laws tougher, locking more people away and destroying more lives. And so I think, you know, some people look at this and they go, okay, this is the crime of prostitution. Something bad is happening here. We need to lock this person up, instead of taking the tact of why did this 14-year-old get involved in this situation to begin with? What is wrong with their world that they would even become, you know, in a situation where that could be an option for them? And so I guess that's the two different ways that we look at things, is here's a problem, let's lock them up, or here's a problem, what happened so we can solve that for other people. because it is so much easier to get a person happy and whole and healthy and productive member of society if that never happened to them to begin with, versus rehabilitating them from the physical, the emotional, the mental trauma that happens when they're forced to have sex with strangers multiple times a day. It's just, and again, think of a 14-year-old in your life. Think of a 12-year-old. Think of an 11-year-old. And think of them being forced to have sex, being raped on a regular basis. You know, that takes an awful lot of therapy to get them back to a healthy and whole place.
It's hard to even wrap your head around, honestly. And just for clarity, in the state of Wisconsin, minor or not minor, when it comes to the charges of prostitution versus solicitation, which one is harsher? The people who are trying to pay for sex or the people who are charging for sex?
You know, sometimes that depends on exactly what's going on with the DA and okay. exactly what they're charging. I don't have the statute books in front of me, so I don't want to say, oh, this one is, and then have somebody, you know, politifact me tomorrow or something like that. But, you know, there is a lot of leeway that a DA can have. Okay. And that's why we're seeing in some parts of the state, when we do have a minor who is a victim of human trafficking, we're not having some DAs charge them with prostitution. They see them for the victim that they are. However, in some counties, that is still happening. And so that's why we need this statewide approach. Because if you're a victim in Eau Claire County versus Sheboygan County, you should be treated the same, not differently. And I'm not saying Sheboygan County does it wrong and Eau Claire does it right. I'm
just using the example. Yeah.
Please don't tweet at me, please.
Well, and finally, I would like to figure out a way to hunt a high note, but I don't know if we can until this bill is passed. But there is a report card called the Shared Hope International as far as how Wisconsin is doing when it comes to trafficking. And how are we doing?
Yeah, so we're failing, actually.
Okay,
so
okay.
Political geeks, policy geeks like me love it when these nonprofits come out with report cards and say, this is what you need to do. This is what other people are doing, you know, and add up all the total and here's your grade. And we see this with various nonprofits and advocacy organizations. And Shared Hope International is a phenomenal organization started by a former congresswoman who is a very conservative person. So, but we agree on a lot of stuff. And Linda Smith has started this organization and they really dive deep into policy, 100 plus pages for each state each year of what we're doing good and what we're doing bad. And the latest report card from Shared Hope that Wisconsin has is we've gotten an F. And a lot of that comes down to, and this is specifically for child sex trafficking or for child trafficking, you know, it really comes down to the fact that we've given the police a lot of tools to be able to do what they need to do. But what we don't have in Wisconsin is the services to wrap around the victims and protect them and get them safe and prevent things from happening in the first place. And so that's what myself and a lot of other people are going to be working on. And I couldn't leave the show without talking about Representative Billings and Representative LaTanya Johnson, who have been champions on this bill forever and ever and ever. And again, they're the people who got me involved in this. I don't want anybody to think that this is something I started. It's totally them. So,
all right. Well, we will link all the information as far as more information on the bill, more information on all of this. Representative Emerson, thank you so much for spending time today. We will definitely have you back. Thank you for
Thanks
your work.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to both of you.
All right. When we come back, we'll be back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that, he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are, worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Lakers star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News.
Never.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Whoa, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I wasn't reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madnair on the board. A big thank you to Representative Jody Emerson for joining us. I know that that issue as far as traffic, human trafficking and the Safe Harbor bill, there is, and she's right in that there's so many issues. There's so many things to fix. But that is one that feels like it should be a no-brainer.
Seriously.
And so hopefully the fourth time's a charm. In trying to get this passed during this legislative session. But moving on to something that was passed last year, and I'm sure will be talked about tonight, is the IRA, not the Irish one, the Inflation Reduction Act that is now in effect. And so the name suggests it's an economic law, but in reality, it's actually a lot more, has a lot more to do with the environment. And so I thought we'd just, I saw this from, I think it was Up North News, which is a great newsletter, and they have a lot of fun. They do that. This is a publication that does a really good job as far as balancing fun, kind of light articles, but then also trying to break down what's actually happening with, you know, politics and try to explain it. And so they had an article last month that says, "What's in it for you?" It said wins for Wisconsin in the Inflation Reduction Act. And so one of the big ones, and I think we've heard about this a lot this winter, is the cost of energy and the fact that We Energies and everyone's bills have been going up. And even though they almost made Christmas really bad for
yes.
a lot of people. It wasn't there. I mean, granted, they actually, their protocols that were in place saved everyone's Christmas, but the pipe that had, I think it was either leaking or broke, almost ruined everybody's Christmas. But the IRA extends existing incentives to help homeowners pay for energy saving upgrades from now until 2032.
Oh.
Yeah. And it significantly expands what incentives can help pay, to include doors, windows, heat pumps, and space heating and water heating and rooftop solar. And so this potentially is going to help Wisconsin reduce 13% of its greenhouse gas emissions that come from residential and commercial buildings, which sounds pretty good. And so in addition to the tax incentives, the IRA is giving rebates for appliances like a $1,700 electric water heater or an $840 electric stovetop or dryer. So as far as you purchasing efficient, better, like energy efficient appliances, you can get a rebate for that.
That's great. And it's especially great because all of our major appliances are now failing all at the same time. The dishwasher, the stove.
Oh, yours personally?
Yes, us personally. The dishwasher, the stove, and the microwave are all... Yep. So this comes at a good time for me.
So there you go. Jamie, yeah. You can totally take advantage of all of this.
I'm going appliance shopping, kids.
And so it's... I would imagine that also the investment in those appliances then will also lower your energy bills. Because I think about this, you know, the heating of the house. And if you replace... And not that there's the rebate for, because a sliding door is not a appliance, but in the ways that you can make your house insulated better, and mm-hmm. so it traps the heat better in weeks like last week that were so frigidly cold. And so it's a win for everyone. It's less gases. It's more energy efficient. It's cheaper for you. You can get a rebate. In general, this sounds great. And so I think I have to do a little bit more research, though, on how to go about getting the rebate. And so
what kind of hoops you have to jump through or forms
yeah,
you have to fill out?
You know, if it's like, is this an easy thing? Is this a hard thing? What website have they created to do this? But it is there. The next one is renewable electricity. So the IRA extended the current federal investment and production tax credits for solar and wind energy through 2024. So next year. And it established a new technology neutral ITC and PTC. For the zero carbon and some very low carbon electricity generation technologies for 2025 to 2032. So basically, it could mean a 100% carbon free Wisconsin by 2050, which would be wild.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Electric vehicles is the third bucket that, and I think this is interesting. Could you see yourself driving an electric vehicle and investing in one?
Cars just in general are so expensive right now.
Are you in the market for a new car?
My husband is.
Okay.
And he's been looking for about 6 months, and the one that he wants lists for something like $45,000, which I think is mind-blowing. That is mind-blowing to me.
For a car?
My first car cost me $8,000. It was a Buick.
Was it comfy?
It was.
I think of Buicks as being very spacious.
It was, yeah. I mean, but it had doors and wheels and all the things that, you know, you need when it comes to a car. So the fact that they're now $45,000 and the dealer hiked it $25,000 from the list price. He found the one he wanted. He found it in Chicago. The dealer was asking for $65,000 to $68,000.
Did he go for it?
No.
I think I knew the answer to that.
No.
We're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and how it's going to impact you now that it is in effect. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to Kristen Bry and Jane Madnair. And as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And in fact, if you own an electric vehicle right now, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you have feelings on whether or not you would try to get an electric vehicle, we would also love to hear from you, because I'm pretty sure I want my next car, once my current lease is up, to be an electric, an EV.
Is that totally electric, not a hybrid?
I'd have to do more research. As we said yesterday, I don't know a lot about cars, but I would have to do, I would be someone primed to be taken advantage of at a car dealership. Good thing. That is probably one of the most sexist things where it's like, oh, she's a target versus, I guess I need my husband here to make sure I'm not taken advantage of.
I think these days everyone is getting taken advantage of when it comes to buying a car.
Oh, that's interesting.
I do.
Well, I mean, certainly with the used cars, but again, 844-967-2789, we actually do have someone who just said, skip the electric car and move to hydrogen. I would get a Rivian truck, but the battery and cold weather are issues I worry about. That's from Nick Baker on the Facebook live stream.
Hmm.
Because I mean, yes, I feel like I want to get an electric vehicle, and part of it is there's now, both because of the IRA and also just because of if Tesla and Ford are cutting their costs. So first I'll address the IRA part. So the Inflation Reduction Act includes $1 billion for zero emission heavy duty vehicles, including garbage trucks and school buses. So obviously I'm not in the market for buying
not looking for
of
a bus,
things,
yeah.
But you know, Wisconsin is a leader in manufacturing electric vehicles, and particularly specialty applications such as like Harley Davidson's big investment in electric motorcycles. And so the IRA's EV incentives will significantly accelerate the growth of EV sales and will sustain Wisconsin manufacturing economy. But what this means for us as consumers is low-income car buyers can claim up to the $7,500 $7,500 in additional tax credits for the purchase of a new electric vehicle.
Wow.
So that means you could take up to $7,500 off your purchase price. Oh, that's a big chunk of money.
It is a big chunk of money.
Do you think that would have, was Paul looking at an EV car?
No.
Oh. he wouldn't have been eligible anyways.
No.
But
that would help convince me.
And it would help to convince me, too. And so, because on top of that, this was last week, Ford announced that it's cutting prices on its electric Mustang Mach-E model as much as 8%, putting the price range between $46,000 and $64,000, which, you're right, is still a lot for a car, but it's a lot less. I mean, it's less than it has been. And it's also, Tesla was just doing the same thing. Tesla rolled out earlier this month, like, sweeping discounts. And both companies are basically making the cars cheaper, trying to convince more customers to buy them. And I know a lot of people, I don't know many people who do have, whether it's a hybrid or an EV, who are unhappy with it.
No complaints. They have enough charging stations. They're not getting stranded in the middle of nowhere.
They saved themselves a lot of money with the last year of how expensive gas was. Now, to be fair, I do not know anyone whose car got on fire. I'm sure those people, the handful of those people, were not super pumped about that. But I also don't know, because didn't we talk about this over the summer and we had someone either text or call in who said that those numbers are somewhat skewed as far as how often non-EV, the gas cars catch on fire, and it's still more often than Teslas.
Maybe it's just because the Tesla on fire videos are so much more dramatic.
And it's, you know, what just popped into my head is the, as we have the Super Bowl coming up and the Super Bowl commercials, was the Larry David crypto commercial last year, and that the skepticism towards new things and the pointing, our propensity to point out how this isn't going to work at every glitch or failing or misstep in a new technology, even though those numbers pale in comparison to what the traditional model or the traditional choice
right.
also provides, because it's not like cars start on fire a lot, no matter what how they're fueled.
There's that.
And so, you know, it's interesting as this is becoming more affordable that I think this is a good thing. I think it's good to create these incentives to get more people like me who would never, I mean, still $62,000 on a car, it seems. And also, like, I don't know if I'm more of a leasing person than a buying person, so I don't know how this affects people who are leasing cars. But I am in favor of the more advancements and technology we can do to make cars more efficient, but also make them more affordable, in the same way that the Model T revolutionized who could have a car.
Right.
And I think it's a good thing. But it's interesting because, of course, some people are not super excited about the price cut, including the people who spent the higher amount for the exact same car.
Oh, I'm sure that's got to sting a little
you're
bit.
Like, I'm sorry, you're charging how much? Can I get a rebate? I just last year for the exact same car spent how much more, and now you're just giving it away?
Yeah. Now it's on sale.
And so the big picture is basically, like, automakers, which enjoyed record soaring profits last year, are trying to brace themselves for the reversal. Maybe, as we said, maybe a recession's coming. And, you know, as they try to cut costs, push these cars, because I think a lot of them do believe that EV production and EV cars are the wave of the future. But it's interesting, and, like, because the government and the commerce is actually kind of swimming in the same direction, it feels like, for once. And so let us know. Would you buy an electric vehicle car if you got $7,500 off and a discounted price? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies overnight with lows around 23. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Overcast tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 30. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 31.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
Wisconsin with Kristen Pry. It's a relaxing song to end the noon lunch hour with. Jane Matinair is on the board, and we were talking about whether or not you would, with the IRA incentives of a $7,500 rebate and the prices coming down for Ford and Tesla, if that is enough for you to make the jump and get an electric vehicle. And I would say I am, so far, I have to do more research, but I am in the camp of when my current Volkswagen lease is up, I'm going to explore the electric vehicle option.
Sure.
And so you are on the fence?
I'm going to drive my car until the doors fall off.
All right. Like that, a true Wisconsinite.
That's my plan. That's pretty much my duct tape and gum, whatever it takes.
Speaking of that, you said that we have a text?
We do. Texter from the 262 says, yes, that would encourage me to consider an EV vehicle, meaning that $7,500 rebate and potentially the lowering of prices. But the texter also says, I'm in a unique position where I am in a good spot financially. The vast majority of Americans don't even have $1,000 in their savings accounts. How are they going to shell out for a $60,000 vehicle?
That is a really good point, because there's a headline from last week that we ended up not getting to, which was basically even people who, depending on where they live, who are making $100,000 who are still living paycheck to paycheck between how much things are costing and inflation and cost of living and everything. And so that's a really good point. But because I want to end on a high note and the duct tape and gum made me think of a story. So let's end this lunch hour on a story. So growing up, my family's a big minivan family. My mother, Debbie Bry, loves her minivans.
Queen of the mini.
Never SUVs, always minivans with the sliding doors. And our house growing up in Madison, our driveway was pretty steep and kind of curved. That's a whole other story, is how one time when she knew that I had taken the car when I shouldn't have taken the car is because I did a crap job parking it when I came home with the car. And she knew she would never have parked that way.
Oh,
it was pretty crooked.
Easy bust.
Yeah. But when I was younger, when I was like a kid, not driving, we would always spend Christmas Eve in Madison, just the four of us. And then we'd pack up the car with all the presents and we'd head up to Wisconsin Rapids the morning of Christmas Day. And you can probably imagine, anyone with small children, I think my brother might have been 6 or 7, which would have made me 3 or 4. So little kids. And my brother notoriously every Christmas was sick, just either throwing up or an ear infection or a cold, but he was always sick. So the stress of Christmas morning, my parents trying to get us all packed into the car, Ben's sick, and I think the story goes that they had, the car was parked on the driveway instead of in the garage.
Okay.
As we were packing it, because this would have been before there was, we had a two-car garage, so it was still one car parked behind the other. And so since we were taking the minivan, we were packing the minivan, and the minivan was at an angle because that was where you had to park it.
Sure.
And I think they went to open the sliding door, and it came right.
The door came off?
The sliding door on the minivan just came right off. And I can imagine, I don't remember this. I remember this only through the story of my parents telling this story. Sure. I don't remember this happening. But I can imagine that there was lots of four-letter words that were screamed. And literally, you know, I'm sure maybe the option was, well, we just can't go. You know, this is too much. Our kid's sick. The door came off.
Yeah, we're
staying home.
Sure.
But that is not what they did. They somehow... In the same way when you take your drawer out and you try to, like, line it up on the little wheelie things mm-hmm. to get it back in your kitchen drawer, back in line,
yes.
they somehow together put the little wheel back on the side of the car and got the car back on, and then they literally duct taped it to make sure that while we were driving from Madison to Wisconsin Rapids, that car door did not fall off and their three-year-old child, me, didn't fly out the window.
That is a great Wisconsin story.
Right? It's like, there's so many other options. We could have just not gone.
Sure.
But Grandma's going to be really disappointed if we don't go. So we're going to make this work.
Just put some duct tape on it. It's going to be fine. And isn't that nice for you to know that they loved you so much that they did that?
That they put my life at risk. They're like, well.
They didn't have to use duct tape.
That's true. They could have just prayed and hoped exactly. that it was on correctly.
Don't sit too close.
So yeah, so when you say duct tape and cars, I think of my parents. I'm sure they love to know that. Oh, so yeah, so I am still on the side of I want to get an electric vehicle, because I would imagine if my lease is up by next year, they're going to be maybe even more discounts, hopefully.
Let's hope.
There's going to be even more advancements as far as the technology goes. And who knows what gas prices will be. So I think that is the move. And so I'll let you know, since you will still be driving your...
My 2012 Subaru, which I love.
2012.
I love that car.
So did you buy it new?
I did. And it was like $26,000.
Which you thought was a lot. Because
yes.
it wasn't your $8,000 Buick.
No.
Was your $8,000 Buick new?
Yes.
So cars just used to be, I mean, this is...
They used to be affordable.
They used to be affordable, and they used to be...
A house down payment.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Because well, that's what they are now. $65,000 is more that we put down on our house.
More than what we put down in our house. It's interesting being back in Wisconsin, which is not, I would not say is a car culture, because it's just your car gets beat up so much as
snow
far as
and,
snow and everything.
Yeah, sure.
And granted, again... I am not a big car person, so my ability to even spot nice cars, unless they're flamboyant ones, is, I'm not very good at it.
Minimal.
So I could be making this statement, and someone's going to be like, you don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, the difference of being here than L.A., where literally the amount of money people put into their cars to be seen
right.
is a very different culture than what we have here. And I prefer it, because, again... I never feel stupid for not knowing what kind of car you're driving.
We're a little...
Literally, I don't care.
Exactly. We're just a little more real.
Yeah, we're a little more grounded.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back, it is the No Sour, Ha Ha, Superpower, Funny Hour. I don't know. Greg will correct me tomorrow when he is here. But we have some fun in store as far as where the term bubbler came from. We're going to talk about 80 for Brady and how I wish I was on that press tour, and a couple more debates on etiquette for the 21st century. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Join the the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.